You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Friday afternoon, and the most interesting thing in tech is what we're learning about the Google Cloud outage that took down a big portion of the internet last week. Google has written an incident report. My colleague Brian Barrett has dug into it and done some additional reporting. So first off, it was surprising to me that Google Cloud could go down. So much of the internet runs on it. Folks at Google are pretty good at network infrastructure. But in any case, it went down. How did that happen? So the first thing that happened was a network maintenance issue. Right? So imagine a store with a whole lot of cash registers, and two of the people working at the cash registers leave. People in lines will kind of move to different lines, and it will adjust. And that was what Google was trying to do, just shut down a small part for maintenance. But because of the way that was done, and because of a couple of other bugs that were compounded with that, suddenly it wasn't like two cash registers in a store with 100 cash registers closing. It suddenly became more like the six lanes of the Lincoln Tunnel turning into two lanes, right? Suddenly imagine what happens when all of the traffic is trying to get into a very small space. Where instead of having a small maintenance issue, where you have to get a tiny percentage of your traffic routed elsewhere, you have a large percentage of your traffic and you're compressing it. So that was the initial thing. The first really interesting thing we learned is what happens when Google Cloud starts to crash? Well, they prioritize. And they decide that some cars can get through the tunnel and some really highly important information can get through the tunnel. So what did they prioritize? Well, Google Search wasn't affected at all. Turns out that's the thing that Google Cloud prioritizes the most. Gmail went down 1%, YouTube went down 3%. Shopify was crushed. So it was an interesting learning about the way the Google hierarchy of traffic works. The second thing that was really interesting is that to fix their network problems, Google has built tools on top of its network. But when the network is down and there's congestion, it's harder to use those tools. And so Google was able to identify the problem just a couple of minutes after it started. It had built in kind of a fail-safe mode that gave them a little bit of a cushion, but the tools weren't able to work the way they were supposed to work because the network was going down. And so that's what led to the crisis and all the cars jamming into each other in the Lincoln Tunnel and the big mess that we had. So, final learning, I don't know, but props to Google for being open about what happened, for publishing the incident report. It's pretty interesting to dig into stuff. And ideally, nothing's going to crash between when you start this video and when you end it. All right, I'll see you on Monday.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.